Well, speaking of Jean Stilwell, here she is at 8:09 with the joke of Thursday.
Yes, it's a little bit longer, this one is, but okay. I hope you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this morning on the M3, I looked over to my left and there was a woman in a brand new Mercedes doing 70 miles per hour with her face up next to her rear view mirror, putting on her eyeliner. I looked away for a couple of seconds to continue shaving. When I looked back, she was halfway over in my lane, still working on that makeup. Now, as a man, I don't scare easily, but she scared me so much. I had to put on my seatbelt, and I dropped my electric shaver, which knocked the donut out of my other hand. In all the confusion of trying to straighten out the car and using my knees against the steering wheel, knocked my mobile phone away from my ear, which fell into my coffee, which fell between my legs and splashed and burned, ruined the damn phone, soaked my trousers, and disconnected an important call. Women drivers, eh?
You know what?
That one deserves like a whole round of applause.
Go take the bloody public transit in the next time. Yeah. That was a good one.
That was great. I was once in a car with a friend. We were doing Stratford.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention her name. And because I don't drive. So she would drive me. You know, we'd drive back and forth on Mondays, day off. And she did her nails.
Oh.
With the, you know, put her foot up on the seat and did mm-hmm. the toenails and the whole bit. Mm-hmm. And I was terrified.
My dad used to drive on the Autobahn coming back from the opera, driving with his knees while he was peeling an orange.
No, on the Autobahn.
Mm-hmm. So there's no peel me a grape there. It was peel me an orange.
I think that trumps me.
Honestly. But the joke was great. I kept going, what next? What next? What next?
Yeah.
But speaking of what's next, musically speaking, I think we're going to go up for a little bit of...
Richard Strauss.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.